What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Nicaragua, through its Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has rejected Panama's accusations and asked to recognize the asylum and grant safe passage so that Ricardo Martinelli can travel to that country, which in practice would imply that he evade the sentence that was imposed on him for money laundering, 128 months in prison. Panama has sent several notes to Nicaragua since Martinelli took refuge in the Nicaraguan embassy in La Alameda, and this was on February the 7th. In one of them, sent on March the 14th, Panama protested because Martinelli uses the diplomatic headquarters for partisan political activities, which constitutes open interference in Panamanian internal affairs by the government of Nicaragua. But this March the 18th, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Nicaragua, Dennis Moncada, wrote four pages to the Panamanian Foreign Ministry to categorically reject the content of that note of the 14th of March. Moncada points out that not recognising the asylum granted by his country and denying safe passage in favour of Martinelli constitutes a violation of the 1928 Asylum Conventions, which clearly establishes that the government of the state that grants asylum may demand that the asylum seeker is placed outside the national territory within the shortest possible time, obligation in strict accordance with the convention that remains unfulfilled by the Republic of Panama. Immediately afterwards, Moncada recalls that his country granted asylum to Martinelli, whom he considers politically persecuted and whose life, physical integrity and safety he assures are at risk. Moncada does not refer at any time to the constant complaints from the Panamanian Foreign Ministry regarding his country's interference in Panama's internal affairs. On at least four occasions, February the 9th, 27th, March the 8th and 14th, Panama has sent notes to Nicaragua objecting to the asylum granted to Martinelli. In the last of these notes, it was formally protested the permissive attitude of the government of Nicaragua by openly and defiantly contravening the development of their embassy. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Panama rejects that under the supposed protection that Mr. Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Berrocal continues to use the Nicaraguan diplomatic headquarters in Panama for political partisan purposes, with the silence of its authorities for which all purpose is an open interference in Panamanian internal affairs by the government of Nicaragua, reads the document dated the 14th of March. Consequently, the Panamanian Foreign Ministry, headed by Janiana Tuweini, demands that Nicaragua observe its international obligation to ensure that its diplomatic headquarters in Panama preserves the functions established by the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations of 1961. Martinelli, of course, entered the embassy on the 7th of February. This was 5 days after the Supreme Court of Justice announced that the criminal chamber had not admitted an appeal for cassation presented by Martinelli and four other people sentenced to prison for laundering the funds used to acquire the shares of Editora Panama America S.A., known as IPASA, in the new business case. Well, since then, Martinelli has remodeled and furnished the embassy headquarters in La Alameda. Nicaragua had to move its consular offices to the duplex next door since Martinelli occupies all of its rooms. Now, from the embassy, Martinelli meets with his family, co-partisans and candidates from his party. This is the Realizing Goals, including Jose Raul Molina, who replaced him as a presidential candidate. In addition, he constantly writes messages of partisan political content on his social networks, and on at least one occasion, he organized a meeting of the RM Board of Directors. Panamanian public debt is very close to reaching $50 million. The Ministry of Economy and Finance, the MEF, published the data for the month of February of this year, when the balance reached $49,808 million. Now, this balance represents an increase of $5,645 million compared to February of last year. During the month of February, three global bonds were issued for an amount of $3.1 billion, highlighting the disbursement of the 2031 bond for $1.1 billion, the 2038 bond for $1.25 billion, and the bond maturing in 2057 for $750 million. The MEF has indicated that the operation is part of the financing plan for the general budget of the state for the fiscal period 2024. Between the 1st of July of 2019 and February the 29th of 2024, the administration of Laurentino Cortizo has increased the balance of the debt of the non-financial public sector, the SPNF, by $23,196 million, marking the largest increase during a presidential term and exceeding the management of the three leaders prior to 2019. Former Minister Guillermo Ferrofino suffered a new legal setback. The Superior Court of Appeals for the First Judicial District of Panama confirmed on Tuesday the decision made by a judge to unify into a single sentence 10 years in prison, the two sentences that the former minister received. It was on March the 15th that compliance judge Jostan Guevara decided to combine the sentence of 48 months in prison and the sanction of 6 years in prison imposed on Ferrofino, convicted of unjustified enrichment. The judges of the Superior Court of Appeals, Fernando Alonso, President, Adilio González and José Félix Sánchez, also confirmed the decision of the compliance judge to reject the request to replace the sentence of 48 months in prison with days of a fine. Now, the anti-corruption prosecutor, Jogeria González, explained that the magistrate's decision was unanimous. It was added that there are four arrest warrants against the former minister. Ferrofino, whose whereabouts are still unknown, was convicted of failing to justify the sum, $2.2 million accumulated, while he was Minister of the Ministry of Social Development during the administration of former President Ricardo Martinelli. The Municipal Affairs Commission of the National Assembly approved on Tuesday in its first debate Bill 1138. This is creating the special district of Bastimientos in the province of Bocas del Toro and also gives life to three new townships there, Bahia Honda, Quebrada Sal and Solate. Rupilio Abrego, substitute for PRD Deputy Benicio Robinson, presented the bill. This was although he refused to give statements on the subject to La Prensa. It's important to remember that in June of 2022, the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, vetoed a similar proposal in its entirety, arguing, among other points, that the proposed district would not have the population required to be established. The support for the veto refers to the non-compliance with Law 65 of 2015, which establishes that for the creation of districts there must be a population of at least 25,000 inhabitants. Now, according to the population census, the district of Isla Bastimientos barely has 2,589 inhabitants. In addition to what is related to the number of inhabitants, the executive alleged that there is also no record of the public citizen consultation or the socio-economic and financial report of the Ministry of Economy and Finance. It's not about a few resources either. Next year, $84.8 million will be allocated to the Municipal Works and Services Programme, while $102.6 million will be allocated to the IBI. Now, the first allocates $110,000 to each of the community boards and mayors that that Panama has. Law 66 of 2015, which modifies Law 37 in 2009 on decentralization in public administration, provides that 70% of these funds must be used in investment projects, while the remaining 30% will be for operation. Meanwhile, the IBI grants a minimum of $500,000 to each municipality, money that comes from the property tax collection corresponding to the immediate previous year. Precisely on March the 12th, when this proposal was approved, Dixon Santos defended the bill and stressed that of the 24 tourist sites that Bocas del Toro has, 10 are located in Bastimientos, whose region has a broad culture and folklore, marine protected areas, flora, and fauna. The PRD Deputy and Vice President of the Municipal Affairs Commission, Louise Cruz, was consulted, who said that the importance of any bill will depend on the interest of the people who will benefit. In this case, we would have to ask the population of Bastimentos if this benefits them or not, he said. A report from the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHPA, indicates that the El Niño phenomenon is gradually weakening and is expected to give way to the La Niña event in the second quarter of this year. Now, according to the IMHPA, there is a greater than 80% probability that the El Niño phenomenon will transition to a neutral phase between April and next June, and that this period will be short-lived. The entity reported on Tuesday that a very rapid transition from El Niño to La Niña phenomenon could occur, and likewise it highlights that the probability of the development of La Niña conditions is in the range of 60% to 75% for the second half of 2024. Panama is experiencing one of the most intense dry seasons in recent years, which has affected the production of drinking water in some regions of the country. Its main lakes, Gatun and Alajuela, have been well below usual levels. Furthermore, since the end of last year, the Panama Canal Authority made the decision to reduce the draft levels for the passage of vessels through the interoceanic waterway. The Municipal Council of Panama approved on Tuesday a resolution that orders the Directorate of Works and Construction of the Municipality of Panama to carry out a structural study of PH Cristal in Bella Vista, which has been presenting problems with cracks and leaks. This is located in the heart of Bella Vista, and this building has been the subject of controversy due to the legal redesign and construction of a penthouse owned by the company Joseph Co. S.A., without the proper permits. In fact, the councillors of the Housing Commission of that local government carried out an inspection of the property last Friday to the outcry of the residents. Due to the serious damage to the property infrastructure, the Municipality of Panama issued a demolition order in 2014. However, 10 years have passed and this has not been executed. Carlos Dominguez, mayor of Las Mañanitas and part of the Housing Commission, stressed that first the structural study will be carried out and then proceed with the demolition. A precedent must be set and the rules must be enforced. You cannot build for the sake of building, he noted. For her part, Annabel Franco, a resident of PH Cristal, stressed that now it will be their turn to supervise and ensure that the Municipality of Panama complies with what was ordered by the township representatives. The Directorate of Works and Construction is in charge of executing the resolution that is allowing access to the 15th and 16th floors so that structural studies can be carried out, which is the most important thing, she pointed out. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of the local news stories and put together and compiled for you for this morning's programme.